Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
From the West Coast, or from CNET, he's the West Coast Executive Editor. I thought it said, I thought you changed your name, Ian, to Dan. How are you? Welcome to the show.
All right, how are you? My parents decided to stick with Ian so far as I know.
Appreciate you joining us again. What does Equifax do?
So they are a, they basically hold all of our financial information, which is both wonderful and terrifying. So if you do a credit report, for example, let's say you apply for a home loan or for a car loan or even a credit card, they actually will go and they have the information on you about whether or not you're paid up, whether or not you pay consistently. They hold data on you going back at least 7 years. And so if you go bankrupt, that information is in your credit report.
They're a clearinghouse for financial data, huh?
Yes, essentially, right? And the scary part, of course, is that all of that is stored within this company. And so it's a big, juicy target for hackers, which is why that name's gotten in the news a lot lately.
How did this hack take place?
Well, we're still learning that part. And, you know, to be quite honest, Equifax has handled this incredibly poorly. What they announced, you know, last week was that basically one of the largest hacks ever had happened to them. More than left 143 million people vulnerable, which is, I mean, if you take out children, that's like 2/3 of the population of the country of adults. And so it's really been bad. The other worst part is that they've known about this for weeks, and they only just told us about it. And so, this is just turning into a big disaster for them. You can't even find out if you were individually hacked. Their website is terrible. And so,
Wait a minute. I thought I did that. I went to EquifaxSecurity2017.com, Equifax, F-A-X, EquifaxSecurity2017.com. I gave them the last six digits of my Social Security number and my last name, and then there on the screen it said, based on the information provided, we believe that your personal information may have been impacted by this incident. So it sounds like I was part of the hack.
I hate to break it to you, but pretty much everyone who's tried it has gotten that same answer.
Oh, no.
So it's actually unclear whether or not it's true. And this is the thing, like, they've just done an incredibly terrible job telling us how the details about this hack. And it's ridiculous. So now we at CNET have recommended that you assume that you were affected and that you take steps to protect yourself. What do you do? Well, there isn't that much that you can do because your Social Security number is included in this hack. So you can't go to the government and get a new Social Security number. It's not like you can go to Equifax and say, hey, why don't you give me a new credit report, because they're not going to go and do that. And so you're actually stuck in this really weird bind where the only options you have are like to freeze your credit, which means that you can't apply for a new home loan or credit card. And if you're in the middle of buying a home, you're kind of screwed. And so it's been really bad situation. And again, they have done an incredibly awful job communicating about this to the rest of the
world. Ian, what will somebody do with this information? I mean, before you answer that, so is it your estimation, though, that it is somebody or bodies in front of a computer who said, let's see if we can get into the servers of Equifax, click, 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 and they got in? An individual did this on purpose, right?
Here's another problem. We don't know anything. We don't know whether it was a
Russians,
another government who wanted to terrify us. We don't know if it was hackers who want to steal yours and my financial information so they can just skim money from the IRS. We know nothing. So it's really hard to tell. Often these types of hacks are done by people who want to embarrass Equifax, which, congratulations, you succeeded.
Yeah.
And also terrify all of us. Again, good job, you got it. But it's really hard to tell whether or not how this is going to play out. If someone has that kind of information, again, they've got my Social Security number, my home address, they've got all my financial information. And so they could go to the IRS, for example, and file a fake report for the tax season and get money back, which is, you know, stealing from the IRS.
I never filled out an Equifax form. I almost did today. I started to say, it said, well, we'll give you a year of free secure service now. And I started to type in my name and I thought, wait a minute. These are the people that maybe I shouldn't.
Screwed up.
Right. Yeah. So I shouldn't be doing anything with them. But I don't ever remember giving them anything to begin with.
You didn't. You didn't. You didn't have a choice. This is the best part about the whole thing, is that these companies, and they're not alone, right? It's TransUnion and there's a couple others. You don't have a choice in this stuff. If they collect this information from the credit card companies and from the banks that lend to you. So by very nature of participating in capitalism in the United States, you are part of their databases whether you want to be or not. And so it's actually a really tough situation because most of us don't even know what Equifax is. It's a weird name. But it turns out that they have the keys to your entire life digitally, and it's all been stolen.
Okay.
And that's incredibly terrible.
Okay, so should I go to their website and fill out that form and give them my Social Security number again and my address and shoe size? Or what, Ian? Answer that question in a minute. Lots of phone calls and texts for you as well. We'll get to that on WGN. From CNET, the West Coast executive editor, he talks to Steve Bertrand once in a while, too, and is helping us out today, trying to figure out what this Equifax hack is all about. So they're a warehouse. They store a lot of information about you and me financially. We never opted in, except for when we got a credit card, when we borrowed money, when we opened up an account at a bank. They have all of that information. And now maybe at least half of those accounts have been compromised, maybe more. Ian's very critical of how they've been handling it both internally and externally. By the way, a couple questions for you from our listeners. Do you mind?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. Let's go to Lou. We'll start with you on WGN. What did you want to say? Hi, you're on the air.
Well, it's kind of a follow-up question. I went on the Credit Karma site today to see if I should get a credit report kind of thing, and they asked the same information that Equifax has that got hacked. Is it a good idea to go on there and just give them all that same information because they're going to get hacked next year?
Well, they might. That's definitely a concern. Credit Karma, and there are actually a number of these things out there that do free credit reports. Mint.com, which is owned by Intuit, who make TurboTax, they also offer a credit report. They're actually doing it by linking to Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. So they're actually pulling that information directly from them. They have set agreements with those companies to be able to give you a credit report every month. For what it's worth, if you don't want to check every month, you can go through the government. There's actually a government website that will tell you how to check your credit report every year for free. And you can do it directly from Equifax and everyone's accounts. The bottom line is that your credit report, quote unquote, is really whatever your profile information is at Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion.
Right.
That's all a credit report is.
Well, but then
so
what?
You're checking with these companies.
So what should somebody? What should we all do today?
So what we recommend, and by the way, we have a good list of actually exactly what you should do on CNET. I highly recommend you read it. But a lot of what we recommend is to start checking your credit regularly. And you can choose whether or not to pay someone to quote-unquote protect your identity if you're just not willing to go through it yourself. But you can go through the process of getting your free credit report. We have the link to the website on our site. You can freeze your credit, which, as I was mentioning earlier, means that if you're buying a house, it's going to be a lot harder and stuff like that, so a lot of people aren't going to do it. And you can set fraud alerts, which are a 90-day rolling alert that basically tells all the companies, hey, be careful, don't approve a credit card without me saying so.
But I already get a notice from my credit card company if somebody is using it fraudulently. How is this
different than that? Right, that's approving a credit card versus someone stealing it. So remember, there's a difference here. When you're working with like Chase or Amex or whomever to have your credit card, they deal with that. And then they report whatever you do to Equifax and Experian and TransUnion. What this is that when you want to get a new credit card, let's say you want to get Ian's credit card, and you decide that you are going to sign up with me, you give me your Social Security number and your address and all that stuff, I go to Equifax, TransUnion, Experian and say, hey, is this guy in a debtor, and does he owe a lot of money to a lot of people, and is he bad about paying his debts? And so that is the process where you're trying to freeze. You say, okay, someone applied for a credit card. I had not planned to, so this guy is obviously fake. Don't give him that credit card.
Yeah, and that would be listed there, huh?
Yes. Well, actually, they would. If you set a fraud alert, they won't allow the credit card to be issued until you tell them it's okay.
What about
so
this?
It's a good thing, but it's only every 90 days. You have to call up every 90 days to renew the fraud alert. So it's a really annoying thing, which is why all these credit, these identity protection companies have, they're making money hand over fist because they do it for you.
What about this on line three? I don't see a name, but
Stephen.
Stephen, you're on WGN. What was your question or comment?
Yes, comment. Couple of things. The most important thing you can do right now is to freeze your credit. And that can be done by calling each of the companies individually and placing, you don't have to do it every 90 days, a freeze on your credit, which means no one can open a credit card in your name or get any kind of credit, mortgage, car loan, whatever, without having you be contacted. You are supplied a PIN number if you want to reopen your own credit. So if you put a freeze on your three companies and you went to apply for a credit card, you would have to call those companies and activate your PIN, and they will give you a full day.
Man, that sounds like a lot of work. Hold on a second, though. Are you concur with all of that, Ian?
Yeah, well, that is one of the things we recommend, absolutely. And we have the phone numbers on CNET, so you can find them very easily. The challenge, is, as was pointed out, is that you can't, if you're in the middle of buying a home or getting a car loan, it's going to make life a lot harder. And then here's the other thing, and I hate to be a Debbie Downer about it, but Equifax's PIN system has been now criticized by security experts for not working perfectly. And so here we are again, where these companies are poorly handling this issue, they are not communicating with people, and they're creating very bad products that we are now being adversely affected by.
I have literally 30 seconds left. Do you make much of the fact that three of those executives at that company sold a lot of shares before all this went down?
You know, look, I'm not going to comment on what could be possibly a criminal investigation, but it seems very fishy, especially because Equifax knew about this for weeks before ever telling any of us.
All right, Ian, let's visit again. We'll listen for you with Steve Bertrand, too. Thanks for your time this afternoon.
My pleasure.